at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always message us. Got this from Dana.
Yeah, Dana says, hey, guys, I really need your listeners to tell me I'm just in my head or tell me I'm on point about what this guy I've been seeing did during our last date.
Oh.
We went to see a movie the other night. We got some snacks, popcorn, and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the movie, we're getting up to walk out, and he just left his popcorn bucket with some popcorn left in it and his empty cup in the seat and was walking out.
Slob.
I actually went back to grab his trash, threw it away for him, and he told me you didn't have to do that. Now, I just kind of shrugged. He took me home, but it kind of bothered me until literally the next day I'm scrolling on Facebook and this post showed up in my feed. Somebody shared of a study showing that people who leave their empty cups, popcorn containers, and candy wrappers on the floor in the theater when the movie's over are much more likely to be sloppy at home, lazy, and expect people to wait on them.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Are you kidding me with a coincidence? Or is it a sign that I should just cut and run? It goes on to say they're also more likely to have trouble holding a job, tend to be less educated, and will most likely expect you to wait on them hand and foot at home.
Mm.
Is that legit? Is it true? I just thought it was too weird to ignore it, right?
Is there any other thing that you've seen that could lead you to that? Maybe not, because she's only been out with him a couple times, but it's kind of like the grocery store cart theory. Where,
okay, what's that theory?
That theory is you can tell a lot by a person if they return the cart after they take it out to their car, take groceries out to their car, and don't just leave it there next to their car in the parking spot. If they actually like return it to, a cart corral somewhere, just because it's like you don't need to do it. There's no,
but it's common courtesy.
Yeah, there's no law that says you have to do it, but
you're kind of
a
jerk if you don't.
It says a lot about a person if you don't do it. You know, so anyways, I feel like it's kind of like that, where it's like, all right, yes, of course, there are people that come into the theater and clean up after it.
And that might be his mentality.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to leave messes for them.
Right, yes. And so I think what she is wondering is this enough of an indicator of what he's going to be like elsewhere to break up with him?
So I think you take this and you file it away. And you say, okay, this is a notch against him.
Duly noted. And we'll see if he starts displaying the other behavior say that it indicates.
Yeah, exactly. So if you start seeing some other things, you know, try the grocery cart thing, you know? Who knows? Like go on a little date to the grocery store and you know, have him push the grocery cart back to the car and see what he does with it after the groceries get unloaded. I don't know. Yeah, but I would put that in as a notch and just then figure out where to go from there.
Go recruit a little old lady who needs to cross the road and see if he helps her.
No, don't do that, because I don't know if I would help her across the road. And I feel like I feel like I'm a pretty...
You would fail?
I feel like I'm an all right person, but I don't feel like I would just offer to help someone across the street unless they fell in the middle of the road. If they fell in the middle of the road, then yeah, sure.
No, you run over and help. The deal breaker is whether they fall or not. Like,
fall.
If she's on the ground.
Yeah, if she's on the ground, I'll go and I'll help her up.
Okay, so go light a car on fire on the highway and then see if he's going to dial 911 and
stop?
Hit send.
Okay, the reason Kelly's saying that is literally, I was on the highway a long time ago and I saw a car on fire, literally driving in the opposite direction, and the car was on fire. Flames were shooting out of the engine.
And I
dial 911 on my phone.
Somebody else will handle it.
And
that.
I didn't hit send because I literally thought, well, someone else has probably done it.
Okay. All right. So don't set up the little tests, but maybe the grocery cart. Maybe file it away.
You will never let me live that one down.
Nope, it's too fun.
All right, so maybe don't. I mean, we have several people that are texting in and saying, "Hey, yeah, you should probably just cut and run." And,
really?
And run and
like this
and
is deal breaker material.
Deal breaker material, which I don't know if that alone is deal breaker material, but definitely if you add it and then start finding other things that kind of are in that same realm, then yeah.
Well, Leslie says his thought is that someone gets paid to clean it up, but he lacks common courtesy to just clean up his own mess instead of adding to their work, which is a trait, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that lack of common courtesy will roll over to other aspects of his life. Okay, good point. But the grocery cart theory doesn't apply to moms with small kids who is out without a spouse. Then it's a safety thing, not returning the cart, just a PSA. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a dude who's not a single mom with a kid.
Okay.
Should probably still return the cart.
Sure.
We'll say that. Asterisks.
Okay. That's our thought on it. I don't know if
So we're landing on file it away, see if he displays any other behavior
that might lend to.
Okay. But then we've got several people rolling in
saying
and
dump him.
Dump him. Run, get out.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. That's what we thought.
Let us know what you do.
Yeah, let us know what happens. That is a little diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.